It was a Sunday morning. They didn't call it that, of course. They called it the first day of the week. Well, that's really what we called it. But the Jews, and even the Greeks, they had another name for it. They called it the Miaton Sabbaton, the first of the Sabbath. The Sabbath, of course, with reference to the Old Testament teachings and the practices of the Jews, with reference to the Sabbath day or Saturday. It was a day of rest, a day to cease from all of your other business and activities and devote that time to honoring God who had created the heavens and the earth in 6 days. And he then rested on the seventh day. So the Miaton Sabbaton was the day when people got back to work, back to their busy schedules, when they got back to things that they had put off doing until after the Sabbath. So Matthew tells us that on that day, that Sunday morning, that some women, and we know who they were, or at least we know who some of them were. A couple of women named Mary Magdalene, another woman named Mary, not the mother of Jesus, and another woman named Johanna. They were on their way to the tomb that morning. We're on Friday evening, just a couple of days before. The crucified and dead body of Jesus had been laid. And the purpose of these women going to the tomb that morning was they wanted to add to the almost 100 pounds of spices and ointments that Nicodemus and Joseph of Arimathea had used in preparing the body of Jesus for his burial. And I'm sure they didn't have much. But they had to do something. You know what I mean. Sometimes you don't know what to do. You don't know what to say, but you got to say something. And so they're on their way to the tomb that morning. But as they walk along in the darkness, they're quietly discussing among themselves how they're going to solve a real problem that they're probably going to have. Then I'm sure they'd already learned that a guard had been posted at the tomb of Jesus. But they're thinking, surely they couldn't object to a few women coming to mourn the passing of their friend and their loved one, maybe trying to honor him in some way. But if the soldiers don't move the stone for them, and especially since it's been sealed and it's not supposed to be moved, it's not supposed to be opened, what are they going to do about that? How are they going to get in to put their spices on the body of Jesus? And then as they reached the place where that tomb was, they saw something that no doubt sent chills up and down their spine. The tomb was open. The stone had already been moved. It was already rolled away. In the darkness, they probably couldn't see anything or tell anything about what was going on in the tomb. But there was someone, maybe it was something, that was sitting on the stone. And the soldiers, men who bravely faced any enemy, were now flat out on the ground, fainted in fear. And the angel calls out to the women, "Don't be afraid, for I know that you seek Jesus who was crucified. He is not here.